and an update on the SFU lacrosse. The fourth band is Thor Janssen's Me and My Guitar. The tune is Music is My Heroine. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
My heroine, I need her, she's my mortal sin. I can't stop what she began. Music is my heroine. She knows how I feel. She knows what is real. She knows where I've been. Music is my heroine. She holds me in her grip. I try to leave, she cracks the whip. Heroine. She won't leave me alone. She puts me in the zone. She knows just where I've been. Music is my heroine.
My heroine.
Thank you.
That was Music Is My Heroine from Thor Jonsson's Me and My Guitar. I'd like to shift gears to the SFU Red Leafs hockey, which play in the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League at this time. On March 4th, the Red Leafs bested the Vancouver Island University Mariners 5-4 at Nanaimo Ice Center as the visitors survived a 3-goal onslaught in the final 10 minutes of regulation to conclude the 2022-23 BCIHL regular season.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Here are the final BCIHL standings for the 2023-23 season. 2 points are awarded for a win, with 1 point for a shootout or an OTL loss. Simon Fraser, first, 19-1, 38 points. Vancouver Island University, 13-6-1, 27 points. University of Victoria, third, 11-8-1, 23 points. Okanagan Lakers, 7-9-4, 18 points. And Logan Lake Miners, the expansion team, finished dead last at 0-20. The BCIHL playoffs kicked off last night on March 9th. The Vancouver Island University Mariners, the number 2 seed, deep 6th, the University of Victoria Vikes, the number 3 seed, 5-1 at Nanaimo Ice Center to go up 1-0 in the best of 3 series. Tonight sees the top seed SFU Red Leafs opening against the number 4 Okanagan Lakers. The puck drop at Bill Copeland is at 7 p.m.
Where's the definition? I saw it on this page's last class. Where is that? I can't find it. Oh, I wanna die. Tomorrow is the due date, but I still couldn't find the definition. Anybody helps me?
It is easy to find the students who have the study stress before or after the deadlines or the other modern stress hits people's mind. Find Work, Wellness, and Disability Prevention Institute that could have some of the professions help you get out of the stress or decrease the several extent of them. Finding at Work, Wellness, and Disability Prevention Institute.org.
I'd like to talk about the SFU Lacrosse. I'd like to talk about the SFU Lacrosse, which play in Division 1 of the Pacific Northwest Collegiate Lacrosse League. On March 5th, the Red Leafs survived the Oregon Ducks 11-10 in overtime at Eugene, Oregon.
Hello? Is anyone there? I can't get in. Hello? I need some help. I can't get in. Hello? Hey, can you help me out here? I can't get my wheelchair past the door.
Sorry, I'm in the rush.
Ugh. I need some help. I need someone to...
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability, and 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure and every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhanson.com. That's rickhanson.com.
Here are the current standings in the Pacific Northwest Collegiate Lacrosse League Division 1. Boise State is first at 1-0 division, 5-0 overall. Simon Fraser, second, 1-0 division, 3-0 overall. Washington, third, 1-0 division, 3-2 overall. Oregon State, fourth, 1-1 division, 3-5 overall. Oregon, fifth, 0-1 division, 2-2 overall. And Washington State, last, 0-2 division, 0-6 overall.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
Welcome back. The fifth group is Franson K's Things Lived and Dreamt with Sonata 1X 1905 2 SMRT.
Thank you.
The sixth act is, just a minute please, Kings Canyon's self-titled album. The tune is Mulholland. Thank you for listening to episode 10 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic. on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune before for its King Stingray's self-titled album, Get Me Out.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we broadcast on unceded ancestral territory of the Coast Salish peoples. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and listen to our podcasts
on SoundCloud and our website, cjsf.ca. Have a request? Text or call us at 778-782-2573.